Title: Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. Build it with modern punch and vintage soul for jungle old school DNB vibes advanced. All right, let's build atmosphere like it actually matters. Not just a pad in the background, but the thing that sells the era, glues the record together, and makes a sparse break feel like a whole world is happening behind it. This is advanced workflow territory. Fast routing, parallel chains, resampling, committing to audio, and arranging atmosphere like it's part of the drum performance. The goal is vintage soul, like tape, dust, rave room haze, but with modern punch, meaning your drums still hit clean, your low end stays controlled, and the mix translates. Before we touch any sound, here's the mindset. Treat Atmos like camera focus, not decoration. Your drums are the subject. Atmos controls how close or far the listener feels. And you've basically got three focus knobs: level, filtering, and density. If the groove feels smaller when the Atmos comes in, you probably overfilled the mid-range, especially that 250Hz to 2K zone. Now, set up the system. Create three audio tracks. Name them ATM Bed, ATM Music, and ATM FX. Select them and group them and name the group Atmos. This is important. The atmosphere behaves like one instrument, not a random pile of tracks. Optional, but I recommend it. On the Atmos group, add an audio effect rack and create three chains named Clean, Crush, and Dub. You don't have to fill them all right now, but it gives you instant parallel options later without reorganizing your session mid-flow. Quick coach move for gain staging while you build. Put a limiter at the end of the Atmos group with a ceiling at -1 dB and no gain added. If it ever hits while you're designing, you're accidentally creating peaks with chorus, reverb, or echo feedback. Atmos should be controllable, not spiky. Step 1. The bed layer. This is the constant, wide, subtle glue. Think vinyl layer, tape hiss, room tone. It should be quiet enough that you miss it when you mute it, not loud enough that you're impressed when you solo it. On ATM bed, pick a source. Vinyl noise is classic. A field recording works too. Or a pro move, resample air from your own track later, so the texture literally shares the fingerprint of the tune. Now the device chain. Stock only. First, EQ 8. High pass it hard. Use 24 dB per octave and set it somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. In jungle, low end belongs to kick and bass, period. If your atmosphere has any low junk, you'll feel like your tune got weaker even if nothing is technically clipping. If the bed is fighting your snare or hats, do a gentle dip around 2 to 4K. And if you want a touch of air, a tiny high shelf around 10K can work, but be subtle. Jungle air is usually not sparkly, it's more like dusty oxygen. Next, roar. Set it to tape or warm. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Just enough that it becomes a little alive. Keep the tone slightly darker. You want soul, not fizzy top. And if your source is too clean, add a hint of noise inside roar so it stops sounding like a sterile plug-in loop. Then auto filter for motion. Use a low pass 12 dB filter. Set the cutoff somewhere like 6 to 12K depending on your source. Turn the envelope off. Turn on the LFO at something glacial, like 0.03 to 0.08 Hz. Tiny amount, like 5 to 10%. Add a touch of resonance, but do not let it whistle. You're aiming for breathing, not synth sweep. Add chorus ensemble to widen without that modern EDM shimmer. Set it to ensemble, amount 10 to 25%, rate 0.1 to 0.3 Hz, with 120 to 200%, and keep the mix low, like 10 to 25%. The trick is, you should feel width more than you hear modulation. Finally, utility. Turn bass mono on, and set width maybe 120 to 160%, but check it in mono later. If your vibe disappears in mono, your width tricks are doing all the work. You want at least a tiny mono-compatible core. That's your bed. Living air that doesn't eat headroom. Step 2. Musical Atmos, and this is where the old-school magic is. We're going to derive the atmosphere from the same DNA as your drums, so it automatically belongs in the track. Create a new audio track called Print ATM. Set audio from to resampling. Arm it. Now, on your break track or drum bus, we're going to set up a temporary pad from break chain. Temporary is key. We're printing and committing like it's 1996 and we've got to move on. EQ 8 first. If the hats are harsh, dip a bit around 6 to 10K, then give the mids a little focus. A gentle boost somewhere around 400 Hz to 1.2K, where the body and character live. Add reverb. Go for a hardware-ish vibe. Decay around 3 to 7 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut the reverb around 250 to 500 Hz, and high cut it around 6 to 10K. Dry wet around 20 to 40%. because we're printing a texture, not mixing a reverb send. Then add delay. Echo is perfect for this because it has character. Use 1/8 dotted or 1/4 timing. Feedback 20 to 40%. Filter it dark. Mix maybe 10 to 25%. Again, we're printing the aura, not the rhythm. Now record. Play a busy 8/16 bar section of your break and record is into print ATM with resampling. Stop. Listen back. And pick the best section. Drag that audio into ATM music. Now turn that printed audio into a playable Atmo pad. Warp it. Use Complex or Complex Pro. If you want that older rubbery feel, nudge the formant slightly down. Optional advanced move. Drop the audio into simpler in classic mode so you can play it like an instrument. Turn on loop, and adjust the loop length until it floats. Tiny loops can sound like those classic 90s pads where you can't tell what the source was, but it still feels sampled. Add auto filter. Low pass 12 dB. Cut off somewhere between 1.5 and 6k depending on how thick it is. Add an LFO at 0.05 to 0.15 Hz, small amount, just to stop it being static. Then add saturator. Drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. This is one of the best record feel cheats, because it makes the pad audible at lower volume without needing to brighten it. Quick frequency slot coaching so you don't fight yourself. The bed mostly lives in the top and upper mids, like 4k to 14k. With the body carved out, the musical layer carries emotion in the mids, like 300 Hz to 3K, but keep it narrower-ish so it doesn't smear snare presence. And the FX layer should usually be either very top or very mid, not both at once. Choose per moment. Step 3. FX layer, the movement and transitions. This is the DAW engineering part. You're not bathing everything in reverb, you're doing events. Froze, swells, punctuation. For a classic jungle reverse swell, grab a crash. A vocal stab, a pad tail, anything with some length. Reverse it. Add a big reverb, like 6 to 12 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 15 milliseconds. Low cut around 400 Hz, high cut around 7 to 9K. Dry wet anywhere from 30 to 60% depending on how dramatic you want it. If you want to commit and shape it like a sample, hit freeze on the reverb at a sweet moment and then flatten. Now you've got a tail as audio, you can reverse it again for that suck into the drop feeling. Then do dubby space throws using echo on ATM FX. Set time to 1/4 or 3/16 if you want it skippy. Feedback 35 to 65%. Filter it dark. Add just a touch of modulation. You can even enable gate for rhythmic chops. And here's the workflow that makes it feel authentic. Automate the echo mix to spike only at the ends of phrases. Think bars 8, 16, 32. That's the old dub desk mentality. Effects happen as performance moves, not as a constant wash. Step 4. Atmos bus processing. This is where we keep Modern Punch. On the Atmos group, at EQ8 first. High pass around 150 to 300 Hz depending on how heavy your bass is. If it clouds the kick and bass relationship, dip a bit around 200 to 400. If it masks the snare crack, do a tiny dip around 3 to 5k. Tiny. Don't hollow out your vibe. Just make space. Then glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so transients aren't crushed. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not for pumping, is to make the layers behave like one record bed. Then add subtle saturation, either roar or saturator. Keep it tasteful. If you hear obvious distortion, you went too far. The goal is density and cohesion. Now the crucial piece. Sidechain shaping. Put a compressor after saturation. Sidechain from your drum bus, or from a dedicated coast pattern if your break is too busy. Set ratio somewhere from 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1. Attack fast, like 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds as a starting point. At about 172 BPM, releases around 90 to 130 milliseconds feels snappy, and 150 to 220 feels floaty. Adjust by ear so the swell back lands between snare hits, not on top of them. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on drum hits. When it's right, the drums feel more punchy when the Atmos is on, which sounds backwards, but that's the magic. The atmosphere frames the transients instead of sitting on them. Advanced option if you want it darker and heavier. Multiband the ducking so only the mids duck. That way the airy top stays present while the snare zone clears. Now, arrangement. This is where jungle atmosphere becomes story, not wallpaper. Try a 64-bar skeleton around 170 to 174 BPM. Bars 1 to 16, intro, bed layer and filtered musical atmo, A couple subtle FX throws, no full drums yet. Let the listener enter the room. Bars 17 to 32, tease. Bring the break in ghosted and low passed. Slowly open the filter. Add one key or vocal texture. Keep it restrained. At bar 33, the drop. Here's a modern punch trick with an old school vibe. Pull the bed down 1 to 2 dB right at the drop. Less haze at the exact moment equals more impact. Keep the musical atmo tighter and more sidechained. Mid-phrase around bar 49. Introduce a new atmo print, maybe a different resample or a different transpose. You get progression without changing drums. Breakdown around 65 to 80. Let reverb tails bloom. Add a reverse swell. Do a dub throw. Second drop around 81. Make it slightly darker. Close the filter a bit. Add a touch more saturation. Maybe reduce width slightly. That's your switch up energy without rewriting the whole tune. Two automations that hit hard every time. Automate the high pass frequency on the Atmos EQ. Slowly move it from about 350 down to 180 across a build, then jump it back up at the drop to clear space instantly. And automate reverb decay on FX. Extend into breakdown, shorten at drop. Contrast is everything. A few common mistakes to dodge. If your Atmos has low end, it will ruin punch. High pass every Atmo layer and the bus, 150 to 300. If it's too wide and too shiny, it'll feel like the wrong kind of modern. Reduce width, low pass a bit, and use subtle saturation instead of exciters. If reverb is everywhere, you get mud and no contrast. Make reverb an event. If the Atmos masks your snare, dip 3 to 5K on the Atmos bus or increase sidechain. And if your samples feel random, resample from your own break, bass, keys, vocals. The tune will feel like one world.